Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Top of the morning to you.
Why are you talking like that?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, top of the morning to you, too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day?
I'm not Irish.
You're kidding, right? Today's your day.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish today.
Well, if I'm going to get through this day, I better Irish up my coffee.
Want me to Irish up that coffee?
Don't forget to
wear green.
Showtime.
Let's do it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of St. Patrick's Day it's going to be. You can't pinch, you can't kiss, and you got to be careful where you drink, if at all, just stay at home.
You got booze at home? Do you know who you live with? Mm-hmm. Do you know their germs and pinch and kiss and drink with them? How about that?
That's your little circle right there.
Exactly.
And you know what? At this point in time, I'm happy with that. I'm okay with that.
Yes. Yes, Mike.
So it's we're all wearing the green except for Morty, who's wearing a darkish green.
Kind of a darkish green.
Yeah.
Or if you're colorblind, it's green.
Yes. Yes. There you go.
Never thought about that. Are you colorblind? What?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Just wear the same color all the
time.
Or am I? Oh. All right. It's Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:04. Carla, it's Tuesday morning. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And can I just mention, we got a very nice greeting this morning from our friend John Keane, who is on the air in Ireland right now. Our friend who was here a few months ago.
That stopped by.
Yes, wished us a happy St. Patrick's Day. He said everything is closed there, but that doesn't stop the Irish.
No, are you kidding?
Not in Ireland. But he wished us all a happy St. Patrick's Day. Be well, be safe, all of that stuff. He said, Mike, there are no celebrations, but I'll be playing plenty of Irish tunes and maybe even some U2 for Mike.
Oh, thank you, John.
I said, well, play that at your own risk, John.
We had talked about that when he was here. All right, so here you go. We have a lot of things to cover, keep you updated on. There have been some changes from yesterday in regards to the coronavirus that will affect everybody in some way, shape, or form. John Schaefer will be in next half hour to talk about that. Otherwise, they say weather-wise, a little bit of sunshine, breezy today. Chance of showers tonight and tomorrow. High today, 60. 52 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, some awards were given out in spite of what is going on across the world. I'll tell you the winners.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Queen, Killer Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Idris Elba has wound up with coronavirus. Former Bond girl Olga Kurylenko, I believe it's pronounced, and one of the actors from Game of Thrones also. They all announced yesterday that they've tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, Olga said, locked up at home after being tested positive. I've actually been ill for almost a week now. Fever, fatigue, main symptoms, pretty rotten. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family also is just stressing the fact that people have to be careful. She has had two kidney transplants, so she is, Anybody out there who's had transplants, things like that.
Medical issues.
Yes, exactly. And there are a lot of young people there who have done that. So do be careful. Since nobody can go to a concert, some musicians bringing their music to us by performing on social media. Twitter, YouTube, it's all over the place. John Legend has done it. Chris Martin, Pink. Some comedians are doing the same. We'll play some comedy a little bit later on that you might want to hear.
It's pretty funny.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you think about it, Carla, for musicians, just to turn the camera on or your video, just be in your house.
Right.
And whether it be the guitar, the piano, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
How intimate and how big would that blow up?
Sure.
For them.
Oh, yeah.
Just
doing
a couple of songs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they're big to begin with.
Right.
So people are going to tune in,
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a huge deal for them. Comedy, a little tougher to do, but, can still do it, I suppose. Yeah.
We'll give you an example of that here in a couple of minutes.
I'm excited for today. Dropkick Murphys are doing it.
Yeah. A lot of bands, a lot of artists are doing this. So, you know what? Just skim through YouTube, get on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
And they'll be posted. So if you want some entertainment from home, that's the way to do it. Definitely the way to do it. You know what? Bret Michaels is turning 57 years old. Guess who's singing happy birthday to him?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brett. Happy birthday to you, and I love you.
Now, my first guess would be his mom. No. Is that his mom?
Nope. Nope, it's not his mom. No, it's somebody that he actually sang with, did a duet with on an album a few
really?
Years back. Yeah. Yeah, big country artist.
Oh.
That ought to give it away. That ought to give it away right there.
Not Dolly Parton.
No, no, but the maybe
Tammy
the first
Wynette.
Lady of country.
Oh.
Maybe, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Loretta Lynn?
Loretta Lynn, yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Loretta Lynn.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brett. Happy birthday to you, and yep. I love you.
Wow.
Yeah, they did a duet together. Every Rose Has Its Thorns. They duetted on that album, on an album about 5 years ago. So, yeah. And Cats, the big winner at the Razzies. That's the crappiest movies on earth. 6 wins, worst picture. Rambo, Last Blood got a couple of wins, Mike, and Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy took home the Razzie Redeemer Award for Dolomite Is My Name. That is my take for now, sponsored by Arizona Charlie's.
Whether you're going into work or have to listen to us at home, you know you can listen on your Amazon Echo device.
Right. Sure.
If you don't have the skill, then go to our website for all the instructions. But normally, all you have to do is say play 96, Alexa, play 96.3 KKLZ. And just like that, we are there. You had mentioned, Carla, that a lot of acts, performers, groups, musicians, whatever the case may be.
Fans, yeah.
Performing virtually.
Uh-huh.
Online, YouTube, and stuff like that, which I think is a great idea.
It is a great idea. I mean, a lot of them have been doing it anyhow. A lot of them do it occasionally, but now there's definitely a need for it.
However, comedy might be a little different, you being a comedian.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know.
This is an example of what Patton Oswalt is doing. He, of course, very funny comedian, used to be on King of Queens.
Yes, yeah.
We've had him on this show.
Yeah.
Very funny guy. He's just standing out on his front lawn. Yeah. With a microphone just doing comedy.
All right, folks, thanks for staying in tonight. I hope you guys are isolating and securing in place. Wow, this COVID-19, I tell you. You know, I don't know. I didn't see COVID 1 through 18, yeah. So I don't really know what this is all about. But, hey, you know, great time to catch up on your streaming stuff. Oh, hey, how you doing there? How you doing today?
Thanks, good.
All right. You know, folks, make sure to tip your food delivery people, but don't touch them. Don't touch them, and and we'll be, you know, I'll be here for another 40 minutes if anyone has a first date or a wedding anniversary or something.
Celebrating? Anybody celebrating? Anybody out there?
No. I don't know if you've thought about that, Carla, to entertain the masses as they walk by.
Yeah, I'm sorry that they would have to keep their distance, that's for sure, but it is a great idea.
You'd wear your 6 foot circle.
My little disc.
Yeah.
I could wear my disc, and then I could set up a little mic and an amp.
Maybe at a Sam's Club, outside of Sam's Club or a Costco.
Well, yeah, you guys stay over there, though. Stay way over there. Good God. You know, yeah, I could, though.
Do
I
about
like
20,
it. I
30
it.
Minutes.
I love that idea. Really, with that kind of crowd, probably 10, you're probably good. They're only going to get one or two punchlines. You know?
You don't want them standing around.
Be careful out there.
But that is comedian and good friend Patton Oswalt.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
So before all this got crazy, we had been talking to the people down at the Mob Museum, and they wanted to give away a wedding or renew vows ceremony where people could go down. One couple, along with a few friends, celebrate their big wedding down at the Mob Museum downtown.
Yeah, it's actually a nice smaller affair for you, you know?
So we're thinking after everything gets back to normal, if you're thinking about renewing your vows, or even, you know, after this, you go, you know what? Let's just do it.
Yes.
Let's get married.
Why not?
Got a little crazy. Let's just seal the deal here.
Yeah.
If you want all the information on how you can win this wedding, and they're going to do it in a Roaring 20s style, go to our website, 963kklz.com. Has all the stuff you need to know about winning this. All the details. So 96.3kklz.com. Enjoy a mob wedding downtown. And if you want to go to the Mob Museum, again, after everything gets back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
We have a couple of passes right now. You want to dial it up. 702-739-9636. We'll look for caller number 9. Carla, we're going to make it easy this morning.
Okay, why not?
Especially if you just want to say hi to somebody this morning, since a lot of people aren't even leaving the house.
Yes, if we can relay a message to someone, just let us know, please. We'll call them for you.
Dial it up, 702-739-9636. Good luck and thank you. Got a couple of passes for the Mob Museum.
All right.
Yeah, after all this settles down, enjoy the Mob Museum. And by the way, I don't know if you're married, thinking about getting married, or even renewing your vows if you are married. All the details about that Roaring 20s wedding ceremony we're giving away on our website, 96.3kklz.com. So check that out. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're going to want to be a part of the history when Allegiant Stadium opens in August for that first big concert with Garth Brooks. Got winning details in minutes on 96.3 KKLZ, plus a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Ireland, of course, has closed all of its pubs on St. Patrick's Day because of the coronavirus. So people being urged to just celebrate and, you know, I don't know, day drink at home because that's something different.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that's a huge, huge deal there. It doesn't just affect Las Vegas. You know, everything is closed there. So everything. I know.
Well, I know it's a big deal in places like New York, even Chicago.
Sure.
Where normally they would dye the river green.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the big parade and all the celebrations, nothing is happening.
No, not at all. But the biggest deal of all, Ireland, people. Irish Ireland. Exactly. Irish Ireland.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Morty, you'll like this. I mean, you'll like this and you'll not like this, but it's hard to find pasta in the stores. Uh-huh. And you know that firsthand. It's really hard. So people have resorted to buying, well, the bachelorette party pasta, and they're shaped as penises. So that pasta is selling hugely now. There are certain stores that carry it, and you can still buy it in those stores, those novelty stores. So that's like being yanked off the shelves now. Careful.
Because
you're yanking that off the shelves.
People.
Way.
Because people are just buying stuff to
buy it.
And I remember, you know, you'd buy that kind of pasta as a joke or something.
Yes, it was,
I know we had a party one time and I forget, it was a pasta salad.
Yeah, it's like, are these?
And Jody used that just to see if anybody would notice.
That's great, yes.
So and it took like an hour or something before this girl said, hey.
Uh-huh. Are these?
Huh. You know what they look like?
Yeah, I know. Because usually they're for Caitlin and Heather's bachelorette party. Oh, my God. Are these what I think they are?
But I have noticed that people shopping now are just buying stuff.
Yes, I know.
And looking at it going, shrugging their shoulders like, why?
It's,
why not?
It's called hominy. Yeah. Go ahead, try it. Hominy. Eat it. It's good.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. No.
We can put peanut butter on it, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Those are capers.
So do you feed that to the kids?
I know. Yes, exactly.
Yes, but you don't say anything.
Yes.
And do
yes.
you use a meat sauce?
Yeah.
Stop it. All right.
Oh, my gosh. And, some news. The Kentucky Derby has now been postponed. It's usually held on the first Saturday in May. They're hoping to run it now in September. That seems the weirdest of all to me because that's always on a certain day.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of things happening out there. But if you need pasta, by God, hopefully you can find some penis pasta, huh? Grandma! They're gnocchi. They're gnocchi. Don't worry about it. It's Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Going through what everybody else is going through. Trying to stay away from everybody.
Right.
Washing the hands.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
We're all doing it.
Yes, we are all doing it. So keep doing it. Don't become complacent. Don't.
Mm-mm.
Do not.
7:23. You know, we were talking earlier about people just buying stuff to buy it. I was at the store yesterday, and again, people are picking up stuff, looking at it, and shrugging their shoulders like, you know, why not?
Yeah.
I don't even know what this is, but I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to try it now, I'll tell you that.
I can have a Lego sandwich.
Yes, there you go.
Put some ham and cheese between a Lego, and there you go.
Somebody said to me, well, now, Carly, you should get the Chef Boyardee ravioli. No!
You know what, though? Out of all the Chef Boyardee canned things?
Yeah.
I used to live on that.
The ravioli?
Which ones did you?
Oh, no, are they SpaghettiOs?
No, SpaghettiOs are good. The beef and noodles.
Okay, I don't even know if I've really tasted them. I'm Italian, if you guys didn't know that. We didn't eat that drac.
What are you eating differently, or how have your eating habits changed?
Yeah.
Based on everything that's going on.
Right.
Where normally you wouldn't eat this or that. You're picking it up going, you know what?
This is fun.
I got to stretch stuff out.
The pig's feet. Gone.
Exactly.
That is never gone.
Exactly.
My grandmother used to make homemade pig's feet.
Yeah.
We'd have to go downstairs, you know.
Pickled. Yeah, she'd pickled them, I'll bet.
Might go downstairs, get the
jar.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
The Hormel ones.
Yeah, my grandma used to pickle them.
702-739-9636. Your eating habits. Because you've had, sooner or later, you're going to have to change.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I couldn't get cereal that I wanted, so I don't know what I got. Some fake raisin brand something.
Multi-meal brand.
Brand cereal with
raisins.
You know
what? Sometimes you got to draw the line.
Yeah, I know.
Multi-meal is one of those things I think I would have to draw the line.
But people are changing their eating habits because there's not a lot left on certain days, and we want to know exactly what you're doing. Are you eating something different? Have you tried something new, maybe? What's your comfort food become? 702-739-9636. You can talk or text.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so with everything going on like it is, and people are going shopping probably more so than ever now, just trying to find whatever they can find, and picking up products and just putting it in their cart just to have it, thinking sooner or later, I can make something out of this.
Right.
Or that. Right. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
I mean, but if it looks like it does on the cover of the box.
Right.
I can make a sandwich or something.
Well, this is pretty. First of all, Camille said no more buffets, like anywhere. You know, we're not eating those anymore.
Right.
I think people are rethinking the way food's handled or put out, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, you know what? Way to go, dude. He said no grapefruit juice, but there's a lot of cranberry juice out there. So it's cranberry and vodka instead of Greyhounds for me.
Okay.
So good for you, Michael.
Forgot about the drinking adjustment.
Yes, we didn't think about that. You know what? When you have to improvise, you have to improvise.
702-739-9636. KKLC Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Sandra's on the phone. Sandra, what's up?
No, I'm actually going to pick up the grandkids. I have to watch my grandchildren, so.
Yes.
I get it.
Because I'm retired, so.
All the grandparents out there, right?
Thank you, Carla. You know what, Sandra? I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. Sandra, what are you feeding them and yourself?
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to get out on Friday and Saturday, got most of my shopping done for, you know, I usually shop for 2 weeks, and I got a little extra, nothing crazy, but I think we're eating a little less, and when I'm preparing a meal, I'm not letting any leftovers go to waste.
Very, very smart. There was a lady in line next to me yesterday, and she had all this stuff for soup. She said, I'm just going to make a huge pot of soup. I'll have it for a week. You know, my grandkids can eat it.
Yeah.
Smart. Very
Sandra,
smart.
Sandra, a lot different philosophy than Morty. Morty, you should post that picture. His dinner for one. You would think he's feeding the troops at Nellis Air Force Base. It's every version of mac and cheese you can think of and those that you can't even imagine.
And a cow.
Dear God.
Sandra, have a great day.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, okay? And take care out there and stay safe and let's all stay together and become a community like we should be, you know, and help each other.
I love that. Love that spirit.
Yes, well put.
Yeah, Morty, you have to post that picture. Morty is making mac and cheese with meat.
Steak. Got a steak.
Yeah, steak.
Got a steak,
bacon wrap jalapeno. jalapeno poppers.
Well, I am so glad.
In the mac and cheese?
No, separate. But
I'm glad during this pandemic,
John,
that you can do your bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers, Morty.
Well, you know what? A drastic,
desperate times call for desperate measures,
Desperate measures, yeah. Yes. So you got to do what you got to do. Anybody else? 702-739-9636. We're just talking about your eating habits, how they've changed, and people are just making stuff up right now. Aaron's on the phone. Aaron, what about you?
Like, I just started stress making sandwiches, and I ended up making like 4 or 5 of them.
Oh.
And then I'm looking at them, and I'm like, man, this is a lot of sandwiches. So I was like, you know, I don't really want to eat the crust, and I want them cut in little triangles.
Okay.
And I ended up with the most childish looking sandwiches I've ever made in my life. I ate all of them. Like, I just sat down on the couch, and I turned on some cartoons, and I just slowly made my way through all of these turkey sandwiches.
So what?
And that's kind of what I've been doing for the last couple days. Just lots of turkey.
Okay, and if you cut them in those little tiny squares or triangles, excuse me, it makes you feel like a kid. And the cartoon, that is comforting.
Uh-huh.
It's very comforting. Are you kidding me?
Little sandwich hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, that's right. Little finger sandwiches,
yes,
if you will.
Yes, with toothpicks in them.
And that's
you
right.
Actually, would you look like you're having a party with yourself.
Would you like another one, Carly? Yes, I would. Thank you so much.
Wendy, what about you? What are you eating now that probably you wouldn't be doing maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Green beans. I'll eat them warm, cold,
what?
Pepper, salt.
Green beans?
I eat like 3 or 4 cans of green beans. Oh. When I'm like low and I'm like sad and stuff, with this whole coronavirus thing going on and stressing me out, can't find no toilet paper, so I just go home, crack me open a can and eat it.
You know what? You're healthier than most, actually, just eating green beans.
Be careful what kind of beans you're eating, because if you can't find toilet paper.
Well, yeah. If you're not eating, if the beans are not green, then be very careful of what you're doing.
Man. Well, like we said, you know
green
what?
Beans.
I'm gonna crack me open a can of green beans. Love it. Foreigner, hot-blooded. Gonna be a part of history. Allegiant Stadium. First major concert event. This isn't until August. We'll have details on that in a minute. Plus some entertainment news coming up after Billy Joel and My Life. Right along with you, no matter what you're going through, we're going through the same thing.
We are.
Last hour, we're talking about people out shopping, just picking up stuff.
Yeah.
Some people are, you know what? Some people tend to be very nice about it.
Right.
And they'll help you out. And,
yes,
and
they
like
will.
My stepdaughter, Sarah, was shopping and found some meat and ground beef and picked up a couple of packages while everybody was scooping up armloads.
Yeah.
And an older woman came from behind her and hoping to grab a chunk and there was nothing left, and Sarah goes, she looked pretty sad, so I said, here, take one of mine.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's only me, and I don't need
really
that much,
nice.
So go
Jeez,
ahead. You need it more than I probably.
People are crazy. They're crazy, some of them. Jeez. Listen, one other quick fix, I guess. Somebody mentioned that they are eating. Whoa, here we go. Lynn said, I bought a couple boxes of matzo crackers because they're really good with peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
I haven't eaten it since I was a kid, and they are so good.
Yeah.
So everybody's improvising in some way if they can't find what they want.
And a lot of people are improvising and going back to their childhood.
Yeah. Yes.
Where the snacks were simple. You just spread whatever
on
whatever.
Piece of bread. That's right. Or don't.
And fold it over.
Yes, that's right.
There
we don't
go.
Have any bread. You know what? Just fold the bologna and the butter together. That's fine. Jeez.
And put the cheese inside the bologna.
That's okay. Not a problem. Oh, my God. That's too funny.
I have a hot dog.
Funny.
Do you have buns? I don't care.
That's all right. I'll just eat like a kid. Wasn't that the best? Either pulling it out of the package or like heat it. Because then, you know, at that time you could only boil it. You didn't have a microwave. You're like, how did it boil? So done. I'm just going to eat it out of the package. How long is it going to take? Like 10 minutes? Oh, my God. No.
I'm starving now.
No. Take it out of the package. I'll have some chips. I got to go back outside. Kids are waiting. We're playing kickball. God, Mom.
And before you throw away that bag of chips, I believe there's some crumbs in there.
I got them.
What are you licking? Look them off
licking
your fingers. Oh, my God. And you know what? We're not making fun. It's just you have to find some funny somewhere.
Yeah.
And, yeah. and to get through this whole thing, and I know it's going to be a while before things get back to normal, and I get that, and everybody gets that.
Yeah. Do you want me to read what happened to the friend of mine at Albertsons? At an Albertsons, I don't know which one. Basically dropped a 20 standing in line because she was just holding the things she needed.
Right.
Dropped a 20, turned around, the lady picked it up, and she said, thank you, put her hand out. The lady said, and I gotta find this right, oh, things found on Earth are kept by the collector, and walked away.
Wow.
My friend went running after her, and she just got in her car and took off. She got the license number and the whole bit.
Yeah.
Called the police. I don't know if they'll do anything, but come on.
Just hand me my 20 back.
That's just rude.
And then there are those stories.
Yeah, so. Yes.
And that okay. statement is not true at all.
No, it's not true at all.
Okay.
Jeez,
sunshine,
people.
A little breezy today. High in the low 60s. Rain tonight, tomorrow. High in the mid-50s, 52 now. Let's do it. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Saturday Night Live postponing production at least on the next three episodes. Keep in mind, a lot of seasons, what, in May or so, will be ending anyhow. So you just never know. Some things wow. may. Live shows, any shows that are still being done. They're going to be put on hold. I don't know how this happens. A woman walked right through Jennifer Lawrence's unlocked door this past Sunday night. It was open. She just wanted to meet her.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. She was home at the time. Her bodyguards made sure the intruder never even got near her. So could you imagine having bodyguards in your house? But I don't get the impression there's anything wrong with her. This girl was like, it was unlocked.
Yeah.
I just thought,
sometimes it's best to go direct.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
a lot of times you got to call
am I
people.
Ring the bell? Yeah. I'm not going to ring the bell. The door was unlocked. What's the worst that can happen? I could be arrested. Come on. God, we're all in isolation anyhow. Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds have donated $1 million to help the elderly and low-income families during this outbreak. How cool is that,
nice, man?
They're splitting it between Feeding America and Food Banks Canada. Of course, Ryan Reynolds is Canadian. And they were saying, we cannot forget the elderly, lonely, the isolated. Exactly.
I will not allow you to forget about me. So.
Yes. And he said, if you do, have older relatives, if you can't see them or, you know, you're keeping your distance, FaceTime them.
Yeah.
Skype them. If they have a phone. They know how to do it.
Kelly and Nicole's grandmother is 90, what is it, 93, 94?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Live here?
No, she lives back in Cleveland, but they're trying to talk to her as much as she can. So.
That's good. And this, I just, you know what? You got to commend some people for trying to help. Her name is Lola Taylor. She is a porn star. I have to look her up. I don't know who she is. I mean, not like I would. I'm just saying I got to look her up. She says she will have sex with the first scientist who finds a cure for this coronavirus. So, there you... I know, right? Well, yeah, he'll have to wash his hands and everything else if, you know, that happens.
The pasta but,
you
will know be the what? Least of his worries.
Yes, exactly. But, hashtag incentive. I mean, you know, come on. Why not, dude? Why not? That is...
You know, some people will put their whole body on the line
sure
for this.
Will.
Oh, she's not
sure
terrible
will.
Looking.
All yeah. right,
no,
stop
well,
it.
Well, there you go. I got to look her up. Yeah, Lola Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay.
My take. Sponsored by Arizona Charlie.
A lot of concerts have been put off, but there is one scheduled for later in the year.
Yes.
If it does happen, we do have the tickets for you. Give you a shot to win those after Phil Collins.
Feel good in the morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
That's what we're trying to do, despite what's going on. Everybody's going through it. We're going through it, but we're here for you. 8:40, Mike and Carla Morning Show. All right, so Carla Morrissey, you were...
I'm a huge fan.
I have to say, you were stoked.
Oh, my gosh.
Stoked
is right. I love the Smiths. I love Morrissey.
So he is planning to come into Vegas.
Yep.
For a mini residency, these are multiple dates, not until July. Now,
yeah,
I don't know if this is going to happen, and if it's postponed, then they push it back.
Right.
I would have to think these tickets will be honored.
Sure.
So if you want to go, and you want to take a shot, we're not going to make you jump through hoops this morning.
No, no. We'll keep it simple.
What was Morty cooking from last hour? What was the main ingredient? The phone lines are on hold right now. After we get through news and weather, we'll look for caller number 9.
Okay.
At 702-739-9636.
It'll be two questions. One out of two. The other one, tell us your correct name.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Let's do that.
All right.
So we'll throw something at you. Okay? Without looking at your driver's license.
Yes.
How old are you?
And we have never met before,
never
correct?
Worked together. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So, like I said, we'll take the Lions off hold here in a couple of minutes, get through news and weather, and then we'll find a winner. Finally, we have Jason on the phone. Jason, I'm going to assume you have pants on, and if you have pants on, they have belt loops. Without looking or without counting, can you tell us how many belt loops do you have on your pants?
5.
Exactly right. Yes.
Good job, Jason.
Without skipping
a beat. How many belt loops do I have?
Well, Jason, we don't like to say anything, but we're watching all of our listeners this week. We have nothing better to do. So Jason doesn't have pants on at all.
I better have pants on. I'm at work.
Oh, man. Jason, where? Can you say where you're working?
I'm Diamondback Land Surveying.
Okay, man. Hang in there. You know what? You're out and about, though, right?
No, I'm in the office.
Oh, you are in the office. Well, okay.
I'll tell you, nothing feels better than every once in a while putting on a nice flowing skirt. Get a little air up there.
Come on, Jason.
He's not buying it.
Did I win tickets or not?
Yeah, just let me
know. Can I just have the Morrissey tickets?
Okay, I'm in a survey business.
Didn't know I'd have to jump through hoops.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick him up. He's going to be here near the end of June, first week of July. And again, if it happens, you know when it happens, and you already have the tickets. If they push it back, they'll honor these tickets anyways, probably. They're from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Jason, thanks for putting up with us, and we appreciate you listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, if somebody offers you a handshake right now, do you refuse? What do you do?
Yes.
According to a new survey, 37% of people said they would still shake the person's hand. 45% said they wouldn't, but that's the problem right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is the problem. Don't shake hands. Don't.
Somebody,
they're not hugging in Italy. They're the huggiest, kissiest people on earth.
Right. They're blowing kisses, actually,
yes,
balcony to balcony.
That's right.
While they're disco dancing.
That's right.
Last week before this whole thing blew up, I had a meeting and the young lady said, I don't know, do I shake your hand? Are you?
Yeah. No.
Hi.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. I don't know you that well.
Here you go. Time for a quick check in on mansplaining, and it's still a thing according to a new survey. The average woman says someone mansplains something to her at work 6 times a week.
Carla, what Mike is trying to say is explaining the story.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Three in five women say it happens so much they're pretty sure men don't even know they're doing it.
Yeah.
Which is probably more true of a statement than...
It probably is. And woman-splaining, why don't you shut up? God.
My wife would just do...
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that.
I do.
Oh, you heard that. Listen, the coronavirus, everybody trying to do something with it. Guy in a coronavirus face mask. It was the correct one, apparently, too. Robbed a bank in Hamilton Township, New Jersey. Walked into the bank, handed the teller a note, left with money. Now, police have released the surveillance picture of the man, hoping somebody will recognize him. But it's hard to recognize him when they're wearing those masks. So take that off, people. Pelican from Key West. Of course, it's a Florida Pelican.
Yeah.
He ate a smartphone. He was flying by the marina, and he saw a woman holding her phone, and apparently he thought it was a fish, and swooped in, swallowed it, and flew away.
I mean, the big beak.
Yeah. Hit it in there. Well, the whole wildlife rehab center had to come on out.
And, oh, boy.
You know, try to find this, and they did. They found the pelican. They had to open his mouth and, hold, Bob, you got this? get it.
How did they know it was that pelican?
I know. Apparently, somebody walked along and kind of was, you know,
they called the phone. Someone called the phone. Yes. And listened for the pelican. Yeah. It's ringing.
This pelican's ringing?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I hate to profile, but.
Hey, Dodo. Come here. Come on. Yeah, I hate to profile. Yes, exactly. The one with the big mouth. I know. It's a pelican. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, so be careful.
The one that's vibrating.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? It's Florida. Just be careful all around. Okay. Yeah. It's Tuesday or other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. Leave you with a bit of good news. And boy, I know it seems like there's nothing but bad news, but there is some good news coming out of this. A lot of it. In Italy, it's pretty dire, and hospitals were running out of clean. There are certain valves they have to use on the oxygen masks, and they were running out of those. They replaced those. Mm-hmm. They use them, you know, different ones. And shipping, of course, has been disrupted. So there are a couple of 3D companies in Italy that stepped up. They brought the 3D printers to the hospital and just started printing these things up and saved quite a few lives because of it. They called all sorts of other labs, and they didn't have them. Nobody had them. So, yep, the company said, okay, let's see what we can do here. And they did it. They about a dozen of them to begin with, and they just keep popping them out now. That's probably going to be, it is the wave of the future, but I think that we're going to find out, you know, that this is the way to go in many, many cases.
The whole 3D printer thing is
frightening.
To begin with.
Yes, it's frightening, and it's also life-saving, you know?
So they're using it for good instead of evil.
Yes, they are.
Well, as we all tell you, and I'm sure there's a lot of good stories out there now with what's going on. If you know of one locally, by all means, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page or text it to us. Even better yet, dial us up 702-739-9636. Give us your version of some of these good stories you see or hear about firsthand. We'd love to hear from you. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent, auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Just recapping this morning's show, Patton Oswalt from King of Queens.
Yes.
Been on our show. He's a very funny guy. Doing porch comedy.
I know. I've got to think about this. I really do.
I think you would be awesome.
I might, yeah.
At the right location.
I know it. I have a cul-de-sac that I could do it in. Uh-huh. I'm thinking, you know, and of course everybody keeps their distance, but it would,
we set you up with a sound system and you just, you know, right there on the street.
I could do it right out front for the people in our complex.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
What if we bubble boy you?
I could do that. I think we have to bubble boy and disc girl me. Yeah. I think I need the cone of shame. You know,
there's some things to think about with that.
I'd like it.
We talked about how people are changing their eating habits, not as much when they eat, but what they're eating now, being a little bit more creative.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
I forget who it was, but she just cracks open a can of green beans.
Yeah, that was Sandra.
Cook them, don't cook them. She really doesn't care.
I just want the green beans good for you.
And a big salute to the woman, 47-year-old woman in Seattle. Has volunteered to be that first test subject for what possibly could be the cure for the coronavirus.
Yes, we'll see how she does over the next month.
That is amazing. All right. Wendy Rush, she's going to keep you company whether you're at work or at home with the kids all day long. Otherwise, as we always say, be careful, be safe, and, of course, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.